Okay, so let's talk about the Washington Post, John.
This
the
is
Washington,
bad, man.
It's really bad. So Marty Baron says that this feels like a death spiral. So what is a death spiral, right? So basically, the Washington Post, when Bezos bought it, bear in mind, it had already gone through tons of budget cuts already. Yeah. It was already suffering. Jeff Bezos came along and said, I will save you from your trouble.
Yes.
Instead, we are now 80% of the staff that he inherited is now gone. Just yesterday, he fired 300 out of the remaining 800. There were 2,500, so there's 500 left out of 2,500. And here's the thing. I could see letting some people go who, you know, don't do a good job or whatever. Sure. But, you know, I would bring in a bunch of new reporters, independent reporters, people who've proven that they can't be corrupted by official Washington. But mm-hmm. that's not what's going on here. This is about gutting. So this, and what we mean by what is a death spiral? In journalism, a death spiral occurs basically when the publisher decides, okay, well, we're going to make the product skimpier and smaller. We're going to charge more for it. And then so the remaining people will basically, it's like climbing the mast on the Titanic as it's going down. The remaining subscribers out of loyalty will suck it up and take the smaller, shittier product, pay more for it. But you're going to accelerate the loss of subscribers who are like, why am I still buying this paper that's much smaller and thinner and not as good as it used to be? Yeah. And so they're circling the drain. That is not a path to solvency.
No. If you are the richest man in the world or one of the three richest men in the world, then you're going to want a legacy, right? You're going to mm-hmm. want, listen, we've all watched, what's it called? Rosebud. What's the name? Citizen Kane. We've all seen Citizen Kane. You want an outlet that's going to be yours.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to ruin your own outlet, especially when that outlet was one of the two or three most highly respected newspapers in America, maybe in the world, one of the top five newspapers in the world, known for its investigative journalism, known for bringing down a corrupt president. That's the one, that's the paper that you buy and you ruin. And that's exactly what he's doing. It was bad enough when he ordered the editorial page to move not just to the right, but kind of far to the right. I actually stopped reading the editorial page in the Washington Post.
It's unreadable now.
It's so
it's a waste of time.
Right wing. Yeah, I can't do it. But he's fired 80% of the staff. They're in that gigantic new headquarters over on K Street. Gigantic headquarters.
John, let me tell you what I think happened. You tell me what part I'm not getting right. Yeah. I think what happened is that Jeff Bezos was genuinely interested in this idea when he bought the paper. And then he quickly realized, or maybe not so quickly, but he came to realize that he didn't know anything about how to turn around a newspaper. And he wasn't willing to take time away from the more profitable enterprises like Amazon that he has going on and all the CIA contracts he has with the Amazon cloud and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, if this is just a low priority, I was hoping this was going to be a fun side project and without breaking a sweat, I could turn it around and I'd get all the prestige, John, that you describe from owning the Washington Post and being the savior of the Washington Post. And I'd have a mouthpiece in official Washington that would help
yes.
me, you know, with lobbying and all that stuff. It's like, turned out it's hard. And nobody really knows how to save print media, except I know, but like he's not asking me. So,
right.
so
right.
he's like, so basically he's like, doesn't know who to turn to. He's just like billionaire in their toys. You know, they just take it and they drop it. They're like, he's bored. And so he realized maybe he didn't even admit it to himself until recently, probably a couple of years ago, deep down inside, he was like, there's nothing I can do here. So now he's already given up on it. As far as he's concerned, the Washington Post is dead to him. He never pops in. The editors never hear from him anymore. He's completely disinterested and detached.
Yeah,
I think they're done. I mean, it's like basically the best thing that could happen to them now would be to be sold again. This is the same exact thing that happened with Dr. Pat Soon-Shiong at the LA Times. This is the billionaire model. They think if they throw a little bit of money, you know, yeah. they can sort of like get the Tinder going, and then it'll be fly little bird, and then they'll make money. This isn't a startup. This is legacy business.
Yeah, you've hit it on the head. I think that is exactly what happened here. He thought, I'll throw a couple of bucks. It's really prestigious that I'm going to own the Washington Post. Everything's going to turn out just fine. And it's not. It's not. And F. You So asks a good question. Thanks for the buck. Is it going to become the AI Post? Because that's what happened to smaller papers. The travel section is just written by AI bots recommending hotels that no longer exist, for example.
That'll just be part of the death spiral, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just making the product shit, you know, the end shitification, as the techies call it. And that's what it'll be. And it's, the thing is, it's not just a legacy business. It's a business that is in, you know, the middle of a profound transition to, due to the internet. And I mean, it's been in the middle of that for the better part of 20 years, and they haven't figured out. John, the answer is simple. The answer is that none of the content that's online at the Washington Post should ever appear in print. The print edition should be a completely different entity. Your phone should tell you what happened just now, and the print thing should come the next day and tell you what it all means in analysis. Analysis.
That's a good idea. That's a new model right there.
That's what it needs to be. And people, no one wants to read 5,000 words of like The Economist, like on the phone, but they'll take it to the bathroom in print. That's the purpose. That's how this should be handled. I can't believe nobody's done it. Maybe it's because they're retarded. anyway.